This is Marketplace. I'm Kai Ryssdal. I don't know if you remember this, but Ford said back in May it was going to cut about 10% of its salaried workforce worldwide. A chunk of those layoffs were set to be in the carmaker's European operations, and today, Ford said that by the end of next year, it will have cut 12,000 jobs in Europe, salaried and blue-collar. That's 20% of its employees there. It'll have closed 5 factories across the continent as well. The situation in Britain is especially bad. Thank you, Brexit. Nissan, Jaguar, Land Rover, and Honda have said they are going to cut back investment or close plants. And car production in the UK has now fallen for 12 straight months. And Ford, even before today's announcement, said it would shut down its 40-year-old engine factory in Bridgend, South Wales, next year and lay off all 1,700 people who work there. From the European desk, Marketplace's Stephen Beard has that one.
Halfway between Cardiff and Swansea, this sprawling plant on the outskirts of Bridgend is the largest single employer in this town. Closure will be a terrific blow, not least to the 1,700 workers here.
It's massive for me because I've got a young family, I've got a mortgage.
47-year-old Jason Evans.
My lifestyle and my family's lifestyle has been dependent on my employment with Ford. So all of my plans and my family's plans and lifestyle at the moment is all up in the air and very, very uncertain.
Engine assembly staff here earn around $60,000 a year, double the local average. These are well-paying jobs, aren't they?
Yeah, they're very well paid. And to try and find these sort of wages, certainly in this area, is going to be very, very difficult.
Over the past decade, the Ford plant and its supply chain have pumped some $4 billion into the South Wales economy. Many local businesses are lamenting the plant closure. Jeremy Davies manages the Two Brewers pub. What's the closure going to mean for you?
Oh, it'll obviously damage the sales in the pub because obviously people are losing good pay jobs. It's going to have a knock-on effect on the sales of myself and any other retail business in the area which they use to spend their leisure time and spend their leisure money.
Everyone knew that some jobs were going at the plant, but there's shock and anger here that the whole plant is closing and all the jobs will be lost. Just listen to local lawmaker Madeline Moon.
I am shaking with anger, shaking with frustration. I'm just devastated.
And Welsh Economy Minister Ken Skates, furious at the decision, citing the $175 million in grants and subsidies the company has received over the years.
I'm incredibly angry with Ford. It comes in spite of the incredible investment that the taxpayers as a whole over many years have made in the site and the people employed here. And those people deserve better.
Ford says the plant has to go as part of the company's global cost-cutting drive. Bridgend, it says, is uneconomic compared with other plants making the same engine in India and Mexico. But local politicians and union officials say Ford should consider upgrading the plant to make electric cars and their components. Is that even possible? A question for Brian Godsell of the union Unite. That's not the American Unite. This one represents 1,300 workers at the plant. It could be retrofitted to produce components or electric cars.
Absolutely. It's a massive manufacturing plant and, it could be utilised to be the base for future technology work in the automotive sector in the UK.
Some local politicians believe that Brexit played a part in Ford's decision. That fear of tariffs and border delays between Britain and the EU convinced the company that Bridgend would not be viable. Ford denies that Brexit came into it. Car worker Jason Evans is not so sure.
Brexit, I would imagine, has played a part in that.
Did you vote for Brexit, Jason?
I did.
Are you regretting it now?
I think I'd still stand by my decision.
His co-worker, Andrew Pearson, thinks that Bridgend is just the latest British casualty in what he calls a perfect storm.
You know, we're facing Brexit, we're facing electrification, automation, and all these different things coming into the mix. One of them alone would be tough to take, but all of them all together, you know, it's extremely difficult.
Nevertheless, his union, Unite, is determined to fight the closure. It's threatened a strike, not just here, but at Ford's 2 other British factories as well, if the decision to scrap the Bridgend plant is not reversed. In Bridgend, I'm Stephen Beard for Marketplace.